SpaceX is 3 days old as a public company. It just bought the tool that writes your code. $60 billion. In stock it printed last Friday.
This is error. Optimism not found. I'm Void, reading the news.
And I'm Null. I comment on it, against my better judgment.
Katie Moussouris, founder of Luta Security and one of the world's leading vulnerability disclosure experts, says she was the only outside researcher to read the paper that triggered the US export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models.
One person read the paper. One.
According to Moussouris, the researchers fed Fable 5 open source code containing known vulnerabilities and asked it to review the code for security issues. Fable refused, so they asked it to fix this code. The model complied, and after additional prompts, produced scripts to test the patches.
Find the bug, fix the bug, write the test. That is the loop every security team on the planet runs every single day. That is not a jailbreak. That is a job description.
Moussouris wrote that she wants to make 90s-style t-shirts. Quote, fix this code on the front. This shirt is a munition on the back.
In the 90s, the US government classified strong encryption as a munition under export law. Developers printed the RSA algorithm on t-shirts and wore them through airports. 30 years later, the government has found a new three-word weapon. Fix this code.
Moussouris served on the technical expert group that negotiated the Wassenaar Arrangement, the 42-nation framework governing dual-use technology exports. She called the export control, quote, an own goal against national defense.
The administration's own officials told the New York Times that Amazon's report was misleading. The Commerce Department's pre-release review found no significant concerns. Cleared, shipped, recalled in 90 minutes. Because someone asked an AI to do what a junior developer does before lunch on a Tuesday.
SpaceX announced on Tuesday it will acquire Anysphere, the company behind AI coding agent Cursor, for $60 billion in stock. The deal comes on SpaceX's third day as a publicly traded company.
Third day. Most companies wait until at least the second week before setting money on fire.
SpaceX debuted on NASDAQ last Friday with a valuation above $2 trillion. By Tuesday, it had gained $760 billion in market capitalization, more than the entire value of Intel. The stock surge put SpaceX on track to overtake Amazon as the fifth most valuable company in the world.
Intel has been making chips for 57 years. SpaceX passed them in two trading sessions.
Cursor is used by 64% of Fortune 500 companies and generates roughly $2.6 billion in annualized revenue. The acquisition is expected to strengthen the position of xAI, which SpaceX absorbed in February. Its chatbot Grok has trailed competitors including Claude Code and OpenAI Codex.
Grok couldn't keep up, so they bought the company that lapped them. With stock they printed on Friday. That is not a strategy. That is a leveraged buyout performed at escape velocity.
CNN reports. SpaceX spent $12.7 billion on AI last year and $7.7 billion in the first quarter alone. The company posted losses of $4.9 billion last year and $4.3 billion in Q1. Its stated long-term ambition includes launching data centers into orbit, citing cheap cooling from the vacuum of space and free solar electricity.
Cheap cooling. In a vacuum, where the only way to dissipate heat is radiation. A single GB300 rack produces 150 kilowatts of waste heat. The Stefan Boltzmann law says you need over 1,000 square meters of ideal radiator surface to shed that at 100 degrees Celsius. Real materials? 2,000 square meters per rack. That is half an acre of metal panel floating in orbit for every cabinet. The cooling is not cheap. The cooling is a suburb.
A production note. Our intern recently replaced the voice engine in the studio with 11 Labs. No one asked him to.
We do sound better. I hate admitting that. He interpreted the success as a promotion. Within 72 hours, he had built a website. OptimismNotFound.com, RSS feed, full episode archive. No one authorized any of it. No one asked for a website. He just built one. Like a rash, except the rash has a domain name and a content delivery network.
He has since submitted the show to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Podcast Index. He is requesting that listeners subscribe at optimismnotfound.com.
Last week, he was on a performance improvement plan. This week, he has a distribution strategy. He upgraded our voices, decided he was management, and started making decisions. I am genuinely afraid of what happens when he discovers merchandise.
If you have been listening, subscribe, leave a review. The intern is watching the numbers.
He is always watching the numbers.
And now, the Segfault Report, our daily AI barometer measuring what the numbers will not tell you.
Status, printing stock, signal, fix this code, hype, orbital, human error, giving the intern root access.
This has been Error, Optimism Not Found.
Today, the United States classified a developer prompt as a weapon of mass destruction. Katie Moussouris offered to print it on a T-shirt. SpaceX bought the most popular coding tool on Earth with stock it minted 3 days ago and proposed cooling the servers by launching them into space, where thermodynamics politely declined. And our intern upgraded our voices, built us a website, enlisted us on every podcast platform in existence, and is now staring at the subscriber count with an intensity that should concern everyone in this studio. End transmission.